Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Namaskar. Welcome to another episode of Beyond Headlines with Akhilesh Bhargav and me, Sujit Nair. Acha, today we have a very interesting topic. In fact, almost every time we have an interesting topic, but all the same. Today we have a very interesting topic. Chandrababu Naidu last week said, listen, you know what? I am not going to allow CBI to operate in Andhra Pradesh. In fact, he went out and said, look, I will not even allow IT and I will not also allow ED, that is Enforcement Directorate, to operate in Andhra Pradesh. He said, all these tools are the central government tools to torture us, torture common people and torture political rivals. So he said, I'm not going to allow these departments to function in my state. Okay. A lot of people were very happy with this decision and a lot of people were they were sarcastic about this decision. I mean, they were critical about this decision. Now, the point is, Akhilesh, the first thing one understands that it is not that the center doesn't use these as tools to combat their adversaries or to torture them even. But the fact remains that, come to think of it, if Andhra Pradesh bans Central Bureau of Investigation, that means a person can commit crime, go sit in Andhra Pradesh and say, theek hai, ab idhar kaun sa Central Bureau of Investigation aane wala? Isn't it? One.
So Andhra Pradesh becomes the new London.
Andhra Pradesh becomes the new London. Very good. So Chandrababu is building a London of his own, number one. Number two, Akhilesh, yes, while there is a law that CBI can only operate, CBI is a Delhi-based, center-based organization, but it can only operate in a state with the consent of the state. That's a fact. But the fact remains that Supreme Court and High Court can actually, order the CBI to go and investigate in a particular state. 90% of the time, it is the Supreme Court and the High Court that orders the CBI to go and operate a particular case or investigate a particular case. So the state government, central government ka ye matlab bahut kam hota hai, right. if you actually go to see. So what is the relevance of all this? Firstly, how can a state say that, nahi yaar, I don't want Central Bureau of Investigation to happen in my state? Isn't it going against the federalism?
Sujit, this kind of an act does sound like a rupture between state and the center and federalism, as we call it. But he's done something very smartly. It looks very, very brave on paper. His electorate might just be very impressed by it. But in reality, it might not happen the way he's trying to project it. Because as you rightly said, a CBI investigation comes in picture 99% when the High Court or the Supreme Court orders it. Even though he may have banned, or he may say that I will not let CBI come, he cannot ban a High Court order from being operated or a Supreme Court order from being operated. So in practical terms, it's not really going to make much of a difference. But from a political statement perspective, he's made a huge political statement that the center has been using CBI as its, Rottweiler to hound political opponents and harass them, trouble them and whatever. So he's made that statement that you guys are doing this and I'm not going to let you operate in Andhra Pradesh. But if something like that was possible, then as you said, a new London is being created.
Correct. So somewhere down the line, it doesn't make sense, does it?
What I think it injures the entire federal structure of the country. If something like this was legally possible to put in practice, then it would be that every state which doesn't find the center to be convenient, or every politician who wants to shield his corrupt. In fact, the first allegation that has come is Chandrababu Naidu is doing this because he and his entire family are facing CBI cases. Mm-hmm. And so are some of his top bureaucrats. So he's doing this to shield them. So if this was possible, every state, the big politician of every state who was in control of the state, it could be the chief minister or he could be the ruling politician of a state, wherever he finds a center to be inconvenient, he would ban it. And you say, I will not let you operate here.
And you know, you never know. Possibly, we have chief ministers who can actually make their state into a criminal haven. I don't want to name the chief minister. But the fact is, you can have...
You can so easily then create your own fiefdoms, Sujit. I do a crime in Maharashtra and I run away to Andhra Pradesh.
Correct.
Because I've done the crime in Maharashtra, so the Andhra Pradesh police will not book me and a CBI will not be allowed because he is not permitting the CBI to operate. So, after, Chandrababu's announcement, Mamata Banerjee also announced something similar.
And so did Mr. Kejriwal.
Kejriwal very loudly supported it. He cannot get out of the clutches of CBI because the primary dominion of CBI is Delhi. So he can't get away with it. But he gave the loudest claps for it. And he's a former IRS officer. But he still told Chandrababu Naidu, you should ban income tax department also.
I'll come to the income tax department because that's going to be very interesting. See, first of all, the veracity of this entire
thing. I think it's a political hogwash.
It's a political hogwash because this is never going to be practical. This can never be practical because, like we said in the first case, and I want you to actually deliberate on this a little. See, 90% of the cases that goes to Central Bureau of Investigation happens through high courts. A lot happens through Supreme Court, but most of it happens through high court.
Yes.
So, when there is a high court judgment, does the state have any role to play in it?
The state would have no role, but for the sake of an impediment, the state might. According to me, none of us are advocates, but the state might attempt to file an appeal against that high court judgment. That sounds, pretty ridiculous, but in a time when he's doing these kind of gimmicks, he might do that gimmick also.
Akhilesh, see, that means, for instance, a criminal X does a crime and there is a CBI inquiry that high court has ordered. So, the state will fight for that criminal X? Is that what you're saying?
Suppose there is a crime conducted in Maharashtra and the person has escaped and gone to Andhra Pradesh. So, now we are talking about domestic extradition.
Correct.
The government appeals to the High Court and a CBI investigation is constituted or ordered. That means they have a right to now enter Andhra Pradesh, raid locations and conduct investigation. If Chandrababu Naidu, going on this hypothesis, wants to stop it, he might appeal to the High Court to say that the Supreme Court to say that this High Court judgment appointing CBI is wrong.
Correct.
So we are talking about utter confusion of judiciary and administration.
But for all practical reason, the more we are hearing this, for all practical reason, this to implement this decision, it is not possible.
No.
So this decision is a good one-liner for election purposes.
Oh yes.
This decision is a good campaign. Campaign to say that the center is interfering with us, with CBI and IT, which is not necessarily wrong also. Center has been using these as tools.
Yes.
So, it is not necessarily wrong also, but it's a fantastic campaign to create awareness.
From a political perspective, it doesn't sound so good to tell a common man ki ye Mukhya Mantri ne CBI ko ban kar diya.
Correct.
It sounds good bravado.
Good bravado. Now, so CBI. So, technically, this is a good statement. Never implementable. It's a non-implementable statement. So, it is another jumla. Good. So, here you have Chandrababu also giving you jumlas.
Right.
So, now let me come to the next story. IT. Is it even legally possible for him to ban IT from his state?
Just as in the case of CBI, there's an act. And that act is the Delhi Special Police Establishment Act. Its jurisdiction as per the act is only Delhi. Similarly, income tax, as per the act, the jurisdiction is India. So, no state can stop it. But Chandrababu has come with a threat. He says, I will not give police protection to the income tax party raiding anybody in Andhra Pradesh. In other words, he's telling his people, if an income tax party comes, you can go violent. They will have no police to protect themselves. But legally, per se, he can't stop an income tax department or an enforcement directorate from conducting their activities in Andhra Pradesh.
But tell me, Akhilesh, as a tax specialist yourself, now here it is your area of your core competency. Now tell me, Akhilesh, what do you think the income tax authority will do? A, B, is it even real? I mean, can he do this?
He certainly can't do that. I mean, if he was able to do that, are we saying that all income tax offices in the state of Andhra Pradesh will be closed down? And their officers will be deported out. It's just not legally possible. And if he was to attempt something like this, we are not a Pakistan or an NRK where anything gets done. I'm sure if something as stupid as this was attempted, the Supreme Court would give you a direct petition, favorable judgment in the first hearing, okay, saying that this is something illegal. So I don't think that's possible.
So that this is.
But then he's doing all this because he's playing to a gallery.
Correct.
As part of that, he's doing that.
See, Mamata Banerjee, I can understand. Okay, this one, Arvind Kejriwal, what is he thinking? Why is he, doesn't he know that? He's an IRS himself.
But then, when you are playing to the gallery, then I also would indulge in buffoonery.
Correct. Now, let me come to the last bit of our program. ED, Enforcement Directorate. Will he be able to stop Enforcement Directorate?
It again has an act that applies to the entire nation. So he can't do that. So as far as the CBI is concerned, it was a very easy, gimmick, which you can have two opinions possible. Some people might say that it is possible. The act only applies to Delhi. So why not possible for the sake of giving opinions? But for income tax and ED, something like this is not possible. They apply to the entire country.
Absolutely. So the long and short of today's discussion then goes that as far as CBI is concerned, legally, the state can say that, listen, I don't want CBI operating I will not allow CBI, I will not give permission to CBI to operate in my state, which is actually very theoretical. Technically, it is not possible.
But while it is technically really not possible, what he might just end up doing is, all the CBI investigation that he, his family and his favorite bureaucrats are facing for corruption, they're all corruption-related cases. I'm sure there would be a lull in the ongoing CBI investigation.
Because
he would obstruct them. Okay, then go to court. Then the judiciary comes into play and delays come into play. So for all you know, the immediate beneficiary of this jumla may be himself.
He himself. Okay. So as far as CBI is concerned, that's a fact. But for all practical purposes, he cannot stop CBI. CBI will operate there. Most of the cases, CBI still will be operating there. He may create a few impediments here and there, but he cannot operate there. It's an election jumla. Don't take this seriously. The second thing is about IT. IT is impossible. Even if he wants, he cannot. Maximum he can do is he can pull away the police protection or whatever police.
Which I'm sure is again practically not going to happen. What if the central dispatches its own police forces because it's a central act?
Absolutely.
So I don't think it's possible.
So that is also not possible. So police also. So technically even that is not possible. ED is impossible because he has no control. It is not the state who decides whether ED operates or not. It's a central government organization. It operates in every nook and corner of the country. It has got all the rights and the law has given it all the rights to operate. So technically beyond headlines, says, the headline, good, that we will not allow CBI to operate in Andhra Pradesh. Beyond headlines is not possible, not happening. This is not happening.
But he's made a powerful political statement.
That's a good campaign. Like I said, it's a fantastic campaign because he made it a point saying that, listen, you know what, this is because the center is using CBI. So here we are going to ban it. So, theek hai, public debate hoga, national debate hoga. Harek national debate mein, there will be one person saying that, the center is doing it and it's right and all that. So campaign and all fine, but reality not happening. That's
so if you commit a crime in one state, Andhra Pradesh is not available to resettle yourself. And neither is West Bengal.
Neither is West Bengal. So that's it from us for today. We'll meet you with another topic another day. Till then, namaskar. For more such episodes, please subscribe to HW News and press the bell icon for instant notification. Also, do give this video a like and share the video to spread the word around.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.